Ever get that feeling like, you know, you're putting in the time, the effort, but the payoff just isn't there anymore?
Oh, absolutely. That diminishing returns curve, we've all been there.
It's like with my marketing campaign last month, pumping resources in,
Yeah.
but sales were flatlining, like hitting a wall, you know?
Duh.
And that's what's got me so intrigued about today's deep dive. We're digging into a paper, and it's all about this thing called, get ready for it, transfer entropy. Apparently, it's a way to actually spot those plateaus, those diminishing returns, before you even hit them.
Identification of saturation points through transfer entropy.
Yeah, I'll admit the title sounds a little intimidating at first glance.
Yeah, a tad bit like something out of Star Trek, maybe. Or is it just
Yeah.
me? But hey, you always have a knack for breaking these things down, so I'm all ears. Hit me with it.
What exactly is transfer entropy?
Okay, so picture this. Imagine you've got two streams, right, flowing along side by side. Now, transfer entropy, it's basically a way to measure how much one stream is influencing the other, you know, like its direction, its speed, the whole shebang.
Okay, I'm with you on the streams, but how does that apply to, say, my marketing budget and whether or not it's actually working?
All right, let's take that marketing campaign you were talking about. Say we use transfer entropy to analyze the relationship between, let's say, your ad spending and your actual sales. So we're looking at the data and the transfer entropy value from that ad spend to sales. It comes out to be, say, 0.13.
Okay, 0.13. So what's that telling me?
It means that knowing the history of your ad spending, it gives you 13% more information about what your future sales are going to look like. And that's on top of whatever you already know from just looking at past sales trends.
So it's like unearthing this hidden layer of insight, like beyond just the surface level numbers.
Exactly. And here's the kicker. That information flow, that transfer entropy value, it can shift over time.
Hold on. So a higher transfer entropy value, does that mean there's a stronger connection between, say, what I'm spending and what I'm selling? And a lower value, that's when I should be worried about hitting that plateau.
You got it. And that's actually one of the big findings in this paper we're looking at. They saw this huge difference in transfer entropy values when they compared data from before a sales plateau to data from during the plateau.
Wow. Okay. So instead of just relying on the usual suspects, you know, like regression analysis or A/B testing, which tell you what's worked in the past, this transfer entropy thing, it might actually give us a sneak peek into the future.
It has that potential, which is what makes this research so exciting.
Almost like having a crystal ball for your marketing budget. Imagine you could see that plateau coming from a mile away and tweak your strategy before you blow your whole budget.
That's the hope. It could be this early warning system, right?
Okay.
Helping marketers get ahead of the curves. Now, it's not about ditching the methods we already use.
Right, more like another tool in the belt, yeah.
Exactly. The authors of the paper, they're big on combining transfer entropy with other analytical approaches.
I can already see how this could be useful. Imagine tracking those transfer entropy values over time, and you get this alert, this little heads up, that maybe it's time to switch gears.
You're picking it up fast. And here's the really cool part. Transfer entropy, it's got this versatility. It's not confined to just marketing data, you know, like spend and sales.
It's like suddenly we've got these X-ray specs. Right? We can see the connections, the influence, stuff we never even realized was there. This has been an amazing deep dive.